Ivy Ester presents The Screen Guild Players. The Lady Esther Screen Guild play tonight, Her First Bowl. The starring players...
This is Lon McAllister.
This is Elizabeth Taylor.
And this is Walter Brennan.
Tonight, Lady Esther presents the Screen Guild players in Columbia Pictures' heartwarming teenage comedy, Her First Bowl. It stars Elizabeth Taylor as Penny Wood, Lon McAllister as Chuck Harris, and Walter Brennan as Elmer Tuttle. The Lady Esther Screen Guild players in Her First Bowl.
Tuttle's the name, folks. Elmer Tuttle. And I figure I'm the one to tell this story on account of, I was sort of in the middle. You know, almost anything can happen when you get mixed up with a couple of kids, especially if one of them's Penny Wood. Penny's a mighty fine youngster, too. Except, of course, she's got ideas, and when a girl like Penny gets ideas...
But, Mother, you didn't have to go and get me a dress. I don't want a new dress. I want a typewriter.
And what would you wear to the party Saturday? A typewriter ribbon?
I don't care anything about the party. Society means nothing to me. I just want to lock myself up in my room and write and write and write.
About what?
I haven't made up my mind yet. But after all, I'm 15 now, Mother. Don't you think I ought to start my career? Don't you think...
If you really want to know what I think about a girl 15, Penny...
Yes?
I think she ought to begin to wash her ears.
Oh. Now, a girl like Penny, you can figure she's apt to have a boy around. Yes, sir. His name is Chuck Harris. Chuck, he's about 16, I reckon, and believe me, he's got ideas, too.
But I don't want to be a lawyer, Dad. I want to be an engineer. I want to go to tech.
Chuck, I don't want to hear any more about tech. Oh. Or about your flying, either.
Gee, Dad, how many times do I have to tell you? I don't care about flying. I just want to build planes. Big ones, big clippers that
I've told you to forget it.
But I can't, Dad. It's like... Well, look, supposing Shakespeare's father said, you've got to stop writing plays. Or Mr. Paderewski's father said, I'm going to chop up your piano for kindling wood.
Nonsense. You're not a Shakespeare or a Paderewski either. And let me warn you, Chuck. Don't go getting any notions about building another glider plane. Now, if you do, I'll find it and destroy it myself. I simply will not see you break your neck in the air.
Yes, sir. That's Penny and that's Chuck. Two of a kind. And thick as thieves. Why, Penny was the only one knew Chuck was building that glider plane out to my place. Maybe I had not let him do it, knowing how Mr. Harris felt, but that Chuck, he could talk the devil out of his horns. Anyway, it might have been all right if only Mervyn hadn't come home. Mervyn, he's Penny's uncle, you see, Mrs. Wood's brother. He ain't but 5 years older than Penny, and he's just come home from his first year in college. Worse luck, he didn't come alone.
Fellow I drove down with stopped to get a tire fixed. I asked him to stay over the weekend. Do you know who it is, sis?
Someone important.
It's Roger Van Vleck.
You mean that killer dealer you've been writing home about?
Well, I haven't written about him so much.
Oh, haven't you? Lives in New York and Florida. Plays the accordion.
Oh, Penny. You run up and move your things into my room. You'll have to let Roger take yours.
Oh, Mother, no. I've got to have my room to lock myself into.
Well, what on earth for?
To write. You've got to be alone to do anything really big.
Well, you'll have to put your writing off for a few days or write something not quite so big. Run along now.
All right, but you don't know what you're doing to me.
Say, sis, is Julie Harris home from school yet?
She'll be here for the party Saturday night.
Good. I told Raj I wanted him to meet her and give me some tips. Just give that glamour boy 5 minutes with the stiffest zombie and boom, she's a cuddle cat.
Would you mind saying that again in English?
Cuddle cat? Why, that's a girl who...
You know.
No, but I'm learning. And if your friend's such a ladies' man, I only wish he were going to tell cook there'll be two more for dinner.
Just kiss me once, then kiss me twice, then kiss me once again. It's been a long, long time. Haven't... Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know anyone was here.
Nobody was. I just came in.
Say, you can't be Miss Penelope Wood.
Why not?
Well, but Mervyn's... Why, the old fox. He said you were a scrawny little kid, only 15.
Oh, he did he? Well, how old do you think I am?
Well, it's pretty hard to tell a woman's age nowadays. 19, 20, maybe 21.
Oh! Well, you're not so very wrong. Won't you sit down, Mr. Van Vleck?
Thanks. Do you mind if I smoke, Miss Wood?
Oh, not at all.
Perhaps you'd like one.
Oh, no. I mean, I've given it up.
You know, I felt sure you'd say that.
Huh?
I just knew you were one of those really feminine women.
Well, I am. I really am. I mean, a really feminine woman doesn't smoke because it isn't feminine.
You're absolutely right, Miss Wood. Of course, I recognize that. I'm a cosmopolite.
Oh, I thought you were an American.
Well, I am, but I've been to Europe twice.
Twice? Oh, of course, it's different for a man to smoke. All the men I know smoke, except Chuck Harris. And his father gave him $20 he promised he wouldn't, and he spent every cent of it on his sailplane.
Well, that's very... Oh, wait. Don't move.
What is it?
You with the light through your hair. Oh, that's beautiful. You ought always to wear red. It's your color.
Red? Oh, red.
Hey, Penny. Hey, Penny, I think I found...
Oh, it's you.
Who else? Well, you knew I was coming over for supper.
May I be presented?
Huh?
Mr. Van Vleck, this is Chuck. I mean Mr. Harris, who lives across the street. Mr. Harris, this is Mr. Van Vleck, who's visiting us. Mr. Van Vleck is visiting here from New York and Florida.
Glad to meet you, Harris. I've just been hearing about your sailplane from Miss Wood.
From who?
From me.
Oh. Well, what were you talking so much about me for?
Naturally, one talks about one's friends. What else is there for one to talk about?
Hey, where do you get talking that one stuff?
Oh, one just talks the way one always does.
Hey, Roger, your room is ready.
Oh, I'll be right up, Mervyn.
Hold everything, beautiful. I'll just whip up and wash for dinner.
See you later, Harris.
Old stuff and snippers.
What did you say?
I said old stuff and snippers.
Chuck Harris, you're speaking about a man who... A man who's a real cosmopolite.
A what?
A cosmopolite. And if you weren't so ignorant, you'd know that means going to Europe twice.
Well, I think he's swacky.
Oh, you do you? Well, I think he's wonderful. And now, if you'll pardon me, I'll just whip up and wash for dinner.
Wash for dinner? Gosh, I think she's swacky, too.
Yes, Mother?
Penny, the beauty shop called me this afternoon.
Did they?
Yes. You know, I think it's nice that you're taking an interest in your looks, and it was all right to have your hair and nails done, but really, darling, did you need that treatment to remove wrinkles?
They advertised it in the paper, Mother, and it's guaranteed to take 10 years off your age.
Well, I think that would make you a little young. Oh, and another thing. You're wearing your new dress again tonight. It won't be fresh for the party tomorrow.
You're absolutely right, Mother. I ought to have another dress for the party. And there's a perfectly lovely one down at the Bon Ton.
Oh, Penny, that awful place.
It isn't awful. And it's the awfulest dress you ever saw. It's called Glamour Girl. All red with a gold belt and black velvet poppies. And absolutely nothing over the shoulders. Not even a strap.
What holds it up?
Why, your figure. Or something.
Or something. Well, if I were you, dear, I'd just forget it.
Oh, he's wonderful. Wonderful. And he bought me a bottle of cologne today. And he kissed me. And the way he plays the accordion, just for me. Mr. Roger Van Vleck. Mr. and Mrs. Roger Van Vleck.
Hey, Penny!
Chuck Harris, what are you doing over here?
Well, I'm generally over here, aren't I? Unless you're over at our place. Here, I brought you an ice cream cone.
Maple nut.
Yeah, it's got strawberry underneath. Hey, look, Penny. You got the first, the last, and the supper dance with me tomorrow night, see? I'm not going to get stuck with one of those snooty dames I got to be polite to.
Listen here, Mr. Charles Norton Harris. A gentleman doesn't ask a lady to say the first, last, and supper just so he won't have to be polite.
You talk like it was some kind of a special treat to have the first, last, and supper with you.
Maybe it's not to you, but I guess some people... Anyway, I regret to inform you that I'm already engaged for the first, last, and supper dance.
Well, you don't have to make a song out of it. Who have you got him with?
With Mr. Roger Van Vleck. And he'll be wearing a tuxedo with a white coat.
He would. The drip. Well, anyway, I got more important things on my mind. I painted the sailplane today.
You did?
Uh-huh. And as soon as it's dry, I'm going to fly it clear across the lake and back.
Across the lake, Chuck?
Well, sure. Why not? With that new stabilizer I built, I bet I can sail that plane for about...
Chuck!
It's Elmer!
Hey, Chuck, quick, what'll I do with your glider? I got it on my truck.
On your truck? What for?
I met your pa a little while ago, and he kind of suspicions you were building that plane out to my place. Said he was coming out tomorrow to look.
Where can we hide it? It's so big.
We couldn't hardly handle it, let alone the fresh paint.
I've got to think of some place. I've got to.
How about your old chicken house?
That's too small.
Garage?
No, Dad'd see it.
I know. The house next door's empty. We can put your glider in their garage.
Oh, that's it, Penny. Thanks.
Now, wait a minute, Chuck. How long you aim to keep it there?
Well, just for tomorrow, Elmer. Dad'll go to your place to look for it, see, and he won't find it. And then tomorrow night, when the party's on, we'll load it in the back of your truck, and I'll fly it Sunday. All right, Elmer?
Well, yeah, I guess.
What do you mean, you guess?
Well, he can fly it Sunday, if he can fly it at all.
Second act of the Lady Esther Screen Guild play will follow in a moment. Now, a word from Lady Esther.
Perhaps you sometimes think your husband takes you for granted. But I wonder, have you ever stopped to think there may be a reason? Perhaps you take your appearance for granted. What about your skin, for example? Does it look a bit drab and neglected as skin so often looks in the springtime? Take a really close look in your mirror. Is your skin dry and flaky? Getting to look a little older? Now listen, I say you can have a fresher, more youthful-looking skin in just one application of Lady Esther Face Cream. I not only say that, I can prove it. Yes, I can prove it in 30 seconds, right on your own skin, with the patch test. Wouldn't you like this easy and interesting proof? Well, just rub Lady Esther Face Cream on one patch of skin, on, say, your forehead or perhaps your cheek. Then wipe it off. And compare that patch of skin with the rest of your face. See how much clearer and smoother it looks. Touch it with your fingers and feel the difference. You see, Lady Esther Face Cream contains the most beautifying ingredients known to science. Applied to the skin, this famous four-purpose face cream instantly dissolves and absorbs the flaky dryness, the clinging waste and impurities. It also softens your skin, helps nature refine the pores, and provides a wonderfully smooth, satin-like base for powder. All this exciting improvement for your husband to admire. And the patch test shows you proof of it. Not in 30 days or even 30 minutes, but in 30 seconds. Proof that Lady Esther Face Cream does give instant new freshness and beauty to your skin.
And now the second act of Her First Beau, starring Walter Brennan, Elizabeth Taylor, and Lon McAllister.
Well, we stowed Chuck's glider into that next-door garage, and long about then, the trouble really started. You see, Julie Harris, that's Chuck's sister, the one that Mervyn is kind of sweet on, she comes home from school ahead of time, and she meets this Mr. Roger Van Fleck, and darn if that glamour boy don't start to spark a right from under Mervyn's nose. And you can just about imagine what that did to Penny. I declare, I never seen a kid so kind of desperate. You should have heard her talking to her ma.
But, Mother, I can't wear my last year's dress to that party. That dress is a disgrace. You said so yourself.
I also said you were not to wear your new one last night, and you did, and got green paint on it, heaven knows how.
I was only helping Chuck to... That's got nothing to do with it. Please, Mother, please. If you could just see that dress in the window. It's red. Oh, heavenly red. And they call it Glamour Girl.
Penny, dear, I'm tired. Let's pretend you've told me for the 10th time all the reasons why you want that dress, and for the 10th and last time, the answer is still no.
What are you doing, Elmer?
Oh, counting the money, maybe.
Money? How much you got there?
$15.
$15?
Yeah, but I ain't giving it to nobody, Penny. This money ain't mine. It's Chuck's.
Chuck's?
Yep. You're going to fly that big glider tomorrow. This money's for the hire motorboat. So as if he comes down the lake, I can tow him in.
Where's Chuck now?
Down at the garage. He's... Say, what are you aiming to do?
Nothing. Only don't you go away. You wait right here with that money till I get back. Oh, Chuck!
Look, Penny, the paint's almost dry.
Chuck Harris, you're not going to try that glider tomorrow.
Anybody ask you?
Well, I mean... Look, Chuck, I've been thinking and thinking about it. Suppose your inventions don't work. Suppose that stabilizer isn't any good. Suppose you get killed.
You got to take some risks.
But I can't stand worrying about you. Honestly, Chuck, I couldn't enjoy the party tonight thinking you're going to do that tomorrow.
Have you gone swacky?
No, but if you crashed down and hurt yourself, I just couldn't stand it. Growing up next door to you and all, you'd just about kill me.
Honest, Penny, I didn't know you felt like that. I wouldn't want you to worry.
But I would. I'd worry like anything. You won't do it, will you? Promise me you won't.
But I've got to. You know I've got to.
You mean even knowing how I feel?
I've got to.
But I've got to have that $15.
Was all that song and dance just so you could borrow that money?
No, Chuck, honestly.
Honest, nothing. I wouldn't trust you across the street, twisting a fella around till he doesn't know where he's at just so you can get at his money. You gold digger.
Oh, Chuck.
Oh, what are you sniffling about? Now, no use trying to get around me that way. I don't care how hard you cry. You can cry yourself blind. Oh, stop it, will you, Penny? Please, cut it out.
Calling me a gold digger when I was just worrying about how you might break your neck or a leg or something.
Well, maybe I wasn't. Sure, Penny, I was wrong.
After I spoiled my dress, helping you move your old glider.
But what can I do?
Listen, Elmer doesn't... Elmer doesn't have to pay for the motorboat till he takes it, does he?
No, I suppose not.
Then lend me the money and I'll give it to you in the morning, sure.
But suppose you don't.
I will. If I tell you I will,
Oh, all right, Penny, all right. But Elmer's got the money. He may have gone.
No, he hasn't. He's waiting to go to the Bon Ton for me. Oh, Chuck, you've made this the most wonderful party I was ever going to.
Oh, Penny, darling, they've started to dance out in the badminton court. Don't you think you ought to be dressed?
Oh, there's lots of time. Mother, when did you fall in love with Dad? I mean, when did you know?
Well, that's rather difficult to... As a matter of fact, I think it was the day I slapped his face.
Slapped his... Why'd you do that?
Well, he turned the hose on my brother. It hit my new hat. I slapped him. He kissed me, and there we were.
But why should slapping him make him kiss you?
I've been wondering about that for 20 years.
Come in.
Oh, say, Penny, here's your... Oh.
Hello, Mrs. Wood. Sorry, I didn't know you were here.
It's all right, Elmer. Just leave the package.
Yes.
Penny, that box doesn't contain a red dress by any chance.
Well, you see, Mother,
With nothing on the shoulders? Not even straps?
I had to get it, Mother. I just had to. You don't know what Julie's doing to Roger.
Penny, dear, she couldn't do it if he didn't let her.
She could, because she's older and she knows how. All right, I've got to be a woman of the world, too. Listen, you're my mother. You can make me put on that old last year's party dress with sleeves. But I'm warning you, if you do, I'll never forgive you. Never as long as I live.
No, I don't believe you ever would.
Now are you going to be mean and cruel and make me wear that old rag? Or are you going to let me wear the glamour girl?
Penny, I'm going to be mean and cruel. I'm going to let you wear the glamour girl.
Gosh, Chuck, you don't reckon nobody saw us leave the party, do you?
No, they're all too busy dancing, Elmer.
It sure sounds like something funny's happening.
Yeah. Come on, we gotta get the sailplane loaded.
Chuck!
Dad!
So this is where you hit it, son.
Gee, Dad, I
warned you. I warned you I'd find that glider and destroy it.
Oh, but you can't, Dad, you can't. I've worked for months on it. It's even got my new stabilizer
in
it.
We won't discuss it. I'll take care of it later. I want you to close that garage up and come right back to the party. You too, Elmer.
Doggone it. What a break.
Come on, Elmer. Back your truck up. We gotta get this glider on it. Hurry.
It's no use, Chuck. He'll just come to my place in the morning.
Well, it won't matter then. I'm gonna fly it tonight.
Hey, you can't do that. You can't see in the dark. Suppose you come down to the lake.
I've got to, Elmer. I've got to see if it works. I've got to fly that sailplane before Dad breaks it up. Come on.
Penny, Penny, dear.
They laughed at Mother. They said things about my dress. And they laughed.
There now, dear, it's not that serious.
But Roger was there. And he laughed, too. And Julie. Oh, I feel like I wanted to die.
Oh, you mustn't, darling. A woman of the world wouldn't talk that way.
Mrs. Wood!
Oh, Mr. Harris.
I'm sorry to bother you, but I can't find Chuck. I thought perhaps
you... Well, I haven't seen him for almost an hour.
Well, Elma's not around either, and that glider of Chuck's is gone from the garage.
You mean you found it?
I was going to chop it up this morning.
But if Chuck knew that, if it's gone... Oh, Mother, we've got to do something.
Well, do what, Penny?
I know Chuck, I tell you. He'll try to fly that sailplane tonight, before it's broken up. Oh, Mother, without even a motorboat.
Penny, what in the world...
Because he gave the money he saved for the boat, in case he fell in the lake.
In the lake?
Oh, dear. I'll phone the landing. Tell the police to get out some boats.
I'll get the doctor and go down to the lake. We're only in time.
Wait. I want to go. Please, Mother, let me go.
No, Penny. You'd better wait here with me.
But I can't. I can't just sit here and wait.
I'm afraid you'll have to, dear. That's what a woman always does when she's grown up.
It's all my fault, Mother. I took Chuck's money for that dress.
Oh, hush, dear, hush.
Just for a silly dress. Maybe I killed him.
Don't cry, darling.
I'm not crying. I can't cry. Isn't it funny, Mother? When Roger laughed at me, I cried and cried. I wanted to die. Now I can't cry. Because it hurts so here.
Penny, darling.
Oh, Mother, if anything happens to Chuck...
Penny! Hey, Penny!
Oh, Penny, that's Chuck. Well, I better go to see to our guests. I'll be back later.
Hey, Penny!
Oh, Chuck, you're safe.
I made it, Penny, all the way over the lake and back. I'd still be flying
Chuck,
if I hadn't...
look at your head.
Oh, that's just a bump. I tell you, my stabilizer worked. And Dad says I can go to tech and then...
Chuck Harris, after going up like that, scaring a girl almost to death, you come back. You dare to come back and talk about...
I just said I was going to tech.
Oh, why, you!
Hey, have you gone swacky?
It was just being so scared and then seeing you. What's the matter? Why are you looking at me like that?
Gee whiz, Penny, but you sure look swell in that red dress.
You mean that, Chuck?
Gosh, I never saw you look anything like that before.
Is it just because I slapped you?
Oh, not exactly. But why did you?
I don't know, Chuck. I don't know at all. But just stick around. Just stick around. I might know the answer in 20 years.
On behalf of the Motion Picture Relief Fund, thank you, Lon McAllister, Walter Brennan, and Elizabeth Taylor, for your charming and refreshing performances tonight.
Well, Mr. Bradley, this is my first appearance with the Lady Esther Screen Guild Players, and it's a first for Lon, too, since he returned from the service. But we both hope to be back again soon and share in the wonderful work being done by the Motion Picture Relief Fund in its country house. Now, before we tell you about next week's show, here's a word from Lady Esther.
Thank you, Elizabeth Taylor. Ladies, I know you have sometime tried to match a shade of fabric and found how difficult it can be to find just exactly the shade you want. Well, it can be ever so much more difficult to find the right shade of face powder for your skin, the shade that is best for your particular coloring. But you have no such problem when you choose Lady Esther's new bridal pink, for this exquisite new shade is equally flattering to all four basic skin types. It doesn't matter whether your hair is blonde, brown, auburn, or black. Lady Esther Bridal Pink is specially blended to intensify your natural coloring, to heighten its richness and beauty. Women write me that the touch of bridal pink instantly animates the whole face, gives it life and warmth. They tell me they love the smooth, flawless look Lady Esther face powder gives their skin. They declare it makes them look so much younger. You see, Lady Esther face powder is so extremely fine. It completely covers up and hides tiny lines and blemishes. And my, how it clings, hour after hour, always fresh and lovely as though just applied. To look your loveliest this spring, try this. First apply Lady Esther four-purpose face cream. Wipe it off. Then apply Lady Esther bridal pink face powder. Bridal pink, the shade that's so young, so gay, so very glamorous.
Next week, the Lady Esther Screen Guild Players will present The Devil and Miss Jones. It will star Guy Kibbe, Lorraine Day, and Van Johnson. Be sure to listen, will you? Her first bow was presented through the courtesy of Columbia Pictures, producers of Gilda, starring Rita Hayworth. Walter Brennan will soon be seen in the 20th Century Fox production, Centennial Summer. Elizabeth Taylor appeared through the courtesy of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, producers of The Postman Always Rings Twice. Lon McAllister is currently working in the Saul Lesser production, The Red House. Music on tonight's program was arranged and conducted by Wilbur Hatch. This is Truman Bradley speaking for Lady Esther. Thank you and good night. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.